Well, now a story from Idaho that's hitting a small town and a family like a storm, throwing them both in the national spotlight for the second time. And a warning, this story involves explicit discussion of rape. The McDaniel family of Dietrich, Idaho, has filed a $10 million lawsuit against the school district after three of their son's teammates on the football team were charged with brutally raping him with a coat hanger in the locker room. The family says the rape was part of a pattern of abuse against their adopted son, one of the few blacks in this largely white, largely Mormon town. Tim McDaniel, the father, is a biology teacher who was in the news in 2013 when he was accused of violating ethics rules for using the word vagina in a class. That complaint was dismissed, but some residents tell local media people turned on the McDaniels then. Alex Riggins is the crime and courts reporter at the Times News in Twin Falls, Idaho. Alex, tell us more about the McDaniel family. They've adopted up to 20 children?
Yes, they're a very large family. When Tim and Shelley McDaniel got married, they both had children from previous marriages, and they moved to Dietrich. It's this tiny town in south central Idaho. You know, I always tell people you can't get there by accident. It's just this tiny little town, no stoplights, one little bar, restaurant, cafe. And when they moved there, they started adopting kids. And many of those kids, like you said, are black, and they're really the only black kids, black people in the town.
Well, the lawsuit alleges that this one child, who we understand had some cognitive issues.
Yes, he's got some mental disabilities. Right. His parents don't like to, you know, get into exactly what it is. But, you know, he testified in April at the preliminary hearing for one of his alleged attackers. And, you know, he did an admirable job on the stand. He's just a little bit slower to recognize things. He's a little bit slow to recognize that, you know, these kids who allegedly attacked him aren't his friends. You know, he still calls them his friends. And, you know, if what they allege is true, then they're certainly not his friends.
Well, they're alleging in their suit that there were many incidents leading up to this one, that they complained about them to teachers, that they weren't listened to, that coaches, school officials. In fact, in one case, their son was forced into a fist fight by a coach to try to toughen him up. But they're also saying that their other black children also received racist taunts at school and the teachers, nobody followed up. After the suit was launched, just recently, we understand one of the boy's sisters who graduated from this high school went to visit her dad, again, a teacher at the school, without signing in, and there was a lockdown of the school. Some residents are telling the local papers this was in, you know, retaliation. This feels as if it might be escalating a little.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned in the opening, Tim McDaniel was the target of an ethics complaint a couple years back. And the family kind of feels like they've been the target ever since then of the town, because it brought kind of national media attention to the town, which, you know, this tiny little town, they don't want that.
Yeah.
And especially in that manner. And so they kind of feel like they've been the target of the town since then. When the civil suit broke last week, it was the second to last day of school at Dietrich, which is a K through 12 school. You know, it's such a tiny town, they can't have separate schools. And the daughter who graduated last year went to go visit her dad because obviously, you know, he's a teacher there. He was having a tough time that day. She went on campus twice that day. The first time she didn't sign in. She went and visited her dad. Everything was fine. The second time she didn't sign in, and a couple teachers told her that she needed to. And she was on the phone with her dad at the time. He told her, you know what, just go home. They live right across the street. She turned around. She walked away. But the teachers still told the principal that there was an unidentified black woman on campus, which prompted a lockdown. There was police from several different agencies. Twin Falls, you know, which is where we are, 45 minutes away. And really, it was just a misunderstanding. But the family feels like it was, you know, certain teachers, certain people being vindictive against them. Just for everything that had been going on.
Well, look, we mentioned it was a largely Mormon town, which might mean some of the conservatism that we were hearing. But also in news accounts, we're hearing from residents who believe that church teachings of love and compassion are not being enacted here. They're very upset about what's happening to the McDaniel family. So you seem to have both sides going on in the town. Meanwhile, do we understand that the family is moving?
Yes, they've been looking for a home now since last week when the news of the civil suit broke and the lockdown with their daughter. I mean, that very night they were looking for homes in surrounding towns. I mean, they still have kids in school. They don't want to send their kids back to that school. Tim doesn't want to teach there anymore. they're absolutely ready to get out.
And what are you hearing from townspeople?
It's kind of a mixed bag. There's some people who are on the McDaniel side, and then there's others who feel like it should have been handled internally. You know, it should have been kept quiet. It shouldn't have been leaked to the media.
An alleged rape?
Yeah. That's kind of the attitude up there. You know, they're a small town. You know, it's a big family. They don't, you know, keep things in the family type thing. There is kind of that feeling of they wish it would have stayed more quiet.
Yeah. That's Alex Riggins, crime and courts reporter at the Times News in Twin Falls, Idaho. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.